This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So picture this. Right now, you might be spending, you know, $15,000 a month on marketing, which is basically like buying a very expensive gold-plated bucket to bail water out of a sinking boat.
Right. A very exhausting boat.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you are moving a massive amount of water and you feel incredibly busy. But the second you stop manually scooping, the boat just starts sinking again.
And that relentless cycle, that is the specific kind of entrepreneurial exhaustion we are tackling today. We're diving into a really comprehensive blueprint authored by Joe Medico.
At Double Dome Digital Marketing, right?
That's the one. The piece is called How to Build a Marketing System That Works While You Sleep. And the whole objective here is shifting your business from, you know, manually chasing individual clicks to engineering an automated 24/7 growth engine.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to build a system that genuinely works in the background, we first have to kind of dissect the underlying architecture of that anxiety.
The babysitting anxiety.
Yes. It's that pervasive feeling of having to constantly babysit your own growth. I mean, you pour blood, sweat, and capital into a campaign, and then you just find yourself acting like a janitor.
Sweeping up the metrics.
Right. Manually checking if ads are firing.
Yeah.
And just dragging every single unqualified lead across the finish line.
Well, the irony is that the more capital a business deploys using those outdated tactics, the heavier that manual burden actually becomes.
Because there's just more water in the boat.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, we are currently living in a landscape defined by what is effectively an AI slump.
An AI slump. Okay, tell me more about that.
So the old paradigm relied entirely on high volume noise. You know, agencies throwing a massive amount of algorithm jargon at you, pushing you to chase clicks on traditional search engines.
Yeah.
But user behavior has fundamentally fractured.
See, I want to push back on that a little bit, on the idea that spending money for high volume is inherently a bad thing.
Okay.
Because, I mean, if a company is deploying 15 grand a month across various channels, and they're actually getting a steady stream of leads, isn't that just the accepted cost of doing business?
I hear what you're saying.
Right. Like, why frame this manual high volume approach as a literal liability rather than just a, you know, a frustrating headache?
It becomes a liability the moment the underlying infrastructure of the internet shifts, which is exactly what is happening right now with AI summaries taking over search.
Oh, because people aren't clicking the links anymore.
Exactly. People are no longer clicking through five different blue links to stitch together an answer to their problem. They're just asking a large language model.
Like ChatGPT or Gemini.
Right. And that model is synthesizing the answer for them instantly. So if your entire strategy and that $15,000 budget relies on a user manually finding and clicking your specific link in a sea of traditional search results, well, you're suddenly invisible to a massive chunk of your own market.
Wow. So you're essentially paying for proximity to an old behavior.
Precisely. You end up paying a premium for high volume noise rather than securing what we call server-side verified human traffic.
Okay, let's break down that mechanism for a second.
Yeah.
Because server-side verified traffic is one of those terms that gets thrown around a lot in boardrooms, right?
Oh, constantly.
So how does that actually differ from the way we've, you know, been tracking clicks for the last 10 years?
Well, traditionally, tracking relied on the client side, meaning the user's browser. Someone clicks your ad, and a small piece of code, like a cookie, fires in their browser to tell you, hey, a person did this.
Right. The classic cookie.
But with modern ad blockers, aggressive privacy extensions, and operating system updates, that browser-side data is constantly getting blocked. Or scrambled.
Fragmented, yeah.
Exactly. So you end up with a dashboard full of ghost clicks and bot traffic, and you're optimizing your spend based on really bad math.
So the bucket isn't just expensive, it's actually full of holes.
Yes. And server-side tracking fundamentally changes the flow of that data. Instead of relying on the user's browser to send the signal back to the ad platform, the data goes directly from the user's action to your own secure cloud server.
Oh, I see. So it bypasses the browser entirely.
Right. Your server cleans that data, verifies it against known bot patterns to ensure it's a real human interaction, and then your server communicates directly with the ad platform. You just skip the chaotic environment of the web browser altogether.
Which means when your dashboard says you had 100 high-intent visitors, you were looking at verified human behavior, not some mirage created by automated web crawlers.
Exactly. And that leads us to the evolution of automation itself. Because there's this massive misconception out there that automation just means scheduling.
Oh, right. The old drip campaign mindset. Like, just scheduling 5 emails to go out on a Tuesday and calling it a day.
Yeah, and that linear scheduling is largely useless in the current environment because it completely lacks context. It treats every prospect exactly the same, regardless of their actual behavior or intent.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because I think of it like the difference between setting an old-school alarm clock versus wiring a modern smart home.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Right, like the scheduled automation is the alarm clock. It's going to aggressively ring at 6:00 a.m., whether you are in bed, already awake, or out of town on vacation. It has zero environmental awareness.
Not at all.
But a true sequence, which is what this blueprint is really advocating for, operates like the smart home. It uses sensors. It detects when you actually wake up. It adjusts the blinds based on the weather outside. Mm-hmm. And it starts the coffee based on your previously stated preferences.
It's a dynamic, interconnected environment.
Exactly.
And what's fascinating here is translating that smart home concept to a digital marketing system means your engine actively vets the prospect's intent in real time. It isn't just blindly firing PDFs into the void.
Right, it's actually responding.
Yeah, and the ultimate technical goal of this interconnected sequence is to elevate your brand to the status of the preferred answer for those AI engines we mentioned.
Okay, walk me through the mechanics of that. Because if the AI is doing the searching, we aren't trying to convince a human to click a catchy headline anymore, right?
Right.
So how does an AI model actually decide that your company's data is the definitive answer it should serve up to the user?
Well, large language models do not care about your branding. They don't care about your clever copywriting or your emotional appeal.
They're immune to the charm.
Totally immune. They parse the web for structured, authoritative data entities. They are looking for high-density, factual signals.
Okay.
So when your marketing system is built on a technical backbone that consistently publishes well-structured, interconnected data like, say, case studies linked to specific methodologies tied to verified outcomes, mm-hmm. you create this web of semantic authority.
Oh.
The AI doesn't read your site like a human does. It computes the mathematical probability that your data is the most accurate resolution to the user's query.
So to build this interconnected architecture, the transition really has to start at the very top of the funnel. We need to move away from, you know, casting a wide net with broad generic keywords.
Absolutely.
And pivot entirely toward highly specific problem-solving queries.
High-intent capture is the absolute foundation here. You aren't bidding on traffic from someone broadly curious about logistics software.
Right, that's too vague.
Way too vague. You engineer your capture points for the person specifically searching for how to integrate cold chain logistics API with legacy warehouse systems. You want the traffic entering your system to already possess commercial intent before they even hit your landing page.
But wait, once you capture that hyper-specific high-intent searcher, there is an immediate danger there, isn't there?
What do you mean?
Well, if they inched your pipeline, your sales team might still waste an hour on a Zoom call with them, only to find out they don't have the budget to actually afford your solution.
Ah, yes. Which is exactly where automated lead pre-qualification becomes mandatory. You have to place interactive tools calculators, diagnostic assessments, or dynamic forms between the initial capture and the human sales desk.
Yeah.
The system evaluates the lead based on your internal margin requirements and project scopes instantly.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here for a second. Because in every marketing seminar for the last decade, the golden rule has been to eliminate friction.
Sure.
You know, make it as frictionless as possible to get that email address. So if we start putting up technical hurdles like diagnostic assessments and budget calculators, aren't we just intentionally building friction and scaring away potentially lucrative clients?
We really have to completely separate the concept of bad friction from good friction.
Okay, distinguish those for me.
Bad friction is a broken checkout page or a really confusing mobile interface. Good friction is qualification. The entire purpose of this system is to ruthlessly protect the calendar of your sales team.
Right, protecting their time.
Exactly. So if an interactive budget calculator scares away a prospect because they realize your minimum engagement is $50,000 and they only have $5,000, the system just performed flawlessly.
It absorbed the rejection.
Yes. It saved your team an hour of wasted discovery.
But how do we implement that good friction without making the user feel like they're being, I don't know, interrogated by a 20-question form on their very first visit? Because if I hit a landing page and it demands my phone number, my company revenue, and my timeline just to read an article, I'm bouncing immediately.
And you should. That's why you utilize progressive profiling. The system remembers the user across multiple touch points.
Okay.
So on day one, when they just want a simple checklist, the system only asks for their email and their industry. Low friction.
Makes sense.
But then 3 days later, when that same user returns to download a deep dive technical white paper, the system's server-side tracking recognizes them. It doesn't ask for the email again.
It already has it.
Right. Instead, the form dynamically updates to ask one new question. What is your current quarterly marketing budget?
Oh, that's brilliant. So it builds a behavioral dossier piece by piece over time, rather than demanding the whole puzzle up front.
And it does so automatically. The human sales team only receives the profile once all the necessary qualification parameters have actually been met.
So we've captured the high intent traffic, and we're using progressive tools to qualify them. But there is a gap there, right? Like, why would they keep coming back? Why would they return on day three to give us their budget information?
That is the million-dollar question.
And this introduces what I found to be the most critical mechanism in this entire blueprint, the information gain nurture sequence.
Information gain is arguably the single most vital concept for a business trying to survive the shift to AI-driven search. Without it, you're dead in the water.
Let's really define the mechanics of information gain, because AI is incredibly good at generating competent, generic content. I mean, if a company's automated follow-up emails are just summarizing industry best practices, ChatGPT can generate that same summary in roughly 2 seconds.
Exactly. Large language models are trained on historical data. They know everything that has already been published.
Right.
So if you publish an article outlining the 5 standard ways to improve supply chain efficiency, the LLM already has millions of data points saying the exact same thing. Your content offers zero net new value to the algorithm or the user.
You are literally just echoing the noise.
Information gain is the introduction of proprietary data that the LLM does not possess.
Like what, specifically?
It is your specific, documented client case studies. It is the raw data from 500 of your own recent transactions showing a counterintuitive market trend. When your automated nurture sequence delivers this net new human-first insight, you aren't trying to compete with the AI's writing ability.
Right, because you can't.
Exactly. You are feeding the AI the one thing it cannot hallucinate. Original, verified data.
And when you are the exclusive source of that original data, the AI models are essentially forced to cite you as the authoritative origin point. You become the foundation of the answer, rather than just another blue link hoping to get clicked.
And as the system operates, you know, capturing, progressively profiling, and delivering proprietary information game, it generates a massive amount of data. This requires a fundamental shift in how you measure success, which is the final technical component here, a strictly correlation-based revenue dashboard.
Yes, this is where we have to kill the vanity metrics. Because when AI is acting as the middleman between your content and the end user, traditional metrics completely fall apart, don't they?
They really do. Mm. Think about it. If an AI reads your white paper, synthesizes the core insight, and delivers that insight directly to a CEO in a chat window, you might never see a page view or a click-through recorded in your traditional analytics software.
Wow. Yeah, because the CEO got the value without ever visiting your domain.
Exactly. Which means if you are judging your marketing agency based on impressions or website traffic, you are flying completely blind.
So what's the alternative?
The only dashboard that matters in an automated growth engine is one that provides total transparency between capital deployed and revenue generated.
It is the hard numbers.
Bypassing the agency fluff and focusing solely on the correlation. I injected X dollars into this specific high intent sequence, and it yielded Y dollars in closed qualified revenue.
Building this level of infrastructure, I mean, the server-side tracking, the progressive profiling, the proprietary data pipelines, it clearly isn't just a simple software upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
It represents a total structural shift in how leadership views the acquisition of customers. You really have to move away from the mindset of renting your growth and transition to owning an asset.
Renting growth is the traditional model, right? You pay Google or LinkedIn a certain amount every month and they turn the faucet on.
And the moment you stop paying,
your pipeline evaporates instantly. You have built absolutely no equity in your own distribution.
It's like leasing a vehicle where the dealership dictates your mileage limits and penalizes you if you drive too far or try to look under the hood. You're just paying for the temporary privilege of motion.
That's a great way to put it. Owning your growth means you have engineered an internal asset. This digital marketing system is a proprietary machine that continuously captures, vets, and nurtures leads, independent of daily ad spend fluctuations.
Right.
The more data that flows through your system, the more intelligent your progressive profiling becomes, and the more authoritative your information gain becomes to the AI models.
Because when you own the vehicle outright, every mile you put on it actually increases the value of the behavioral data you are collecting. But practically speaking, the CEO of a mid-market company does not have the time nor the specialized engineering background to physically build server-side tracking APIs or structure large language model data entities.
And they shouldn't try. Which is why relying on a dedicated technical partner is often the bridge to making this a reality. Jermetico's firm, Double Dome Digital Marketing, operates as this technical backbone for their clients.
Got it.
By handing off the complex engineering of the tech stack, it forces a critical behavioral change at the executive level. It physically removes the CEO from the daily minutia of lead management.
It elevates their role. I mean, when you own the factory that builds the engine, you shouldn't be down on the floor turning individual wrenches and sweeping up the metal shavings. Your job is to sit in the manager's office, review the revenue dashboard, and make strategic decisions based on verified data.
The system runs the process, you review the outcomes.
Exactly.
The most sophisticated marketing systems do not need your daily intervention to function. They require your strategic oversight to scale.
So what does this all mean? Let's bring this all together. The era of manually babysitting your marketing, of buying expensive buckets to bail out leaky, tactic-driven campaigns, is rapidly closing.
It's over.
The 2026 AI landscape demands a different architecture. To escape the manual trap, you have to stop renting proximity to broad keywords. You need a system that captures highly specific intent, uses dynamic, progressive friction to rigorously protect your sales team's time, and feeds proprietary net new information gain to the algorithms.
Beautifully summarized.
When you bypass vanity metrics for a transparent correlation of spend to revenue, you transition from sweeping up after your business to genuinely owning a scalable asset.
And as you evaluate your current infrastructure, I want you to consider the reality that the future of the internet inherently relies on AI acting as the ultimate gatekeeper between your business and your target customer.
That's a huge shift.
It is. Your brand's survival in that environment depends entirely on the unique quality of the data you inject into the ecosystem. So ask yourself, if an AI were to crawl your entire digital footprint right now, would it find any truly original proprietary insights to share with the prospect? Or is your entire marketing budget currently being spent just to echo the noise?
That is the structural question that should dictate your next move. Because if your system doesn't have an original answer to provide, you will find yourself standing in that same sinking boat, exhausted, wondering why the water level just keeps rising.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.